Our intentions direct our attention. As mentioned previously, our deeper unconscious beliefs affect what we focus on. Our deeper unconscious beliefs affect what we focus on, and so does our intention. This is why setting goals is so important prior to beginning training like NLP. By identifying our goals, perhaps the problems we want to overcome, by identifying our goals, this sets our intention. I remember having an intention on learning what I needed to learn so I could train others successfully in hypnosis. Because of that, I was extra switched on during the class. I remember recently I went on a course, and I went on this course because a handful of other students went on it. This course was really well marketed, and I hopped on it because I wanted to see what the others were learning. My intention was to see what they were doing and maybe learn something along the way. When I got on the course, I didn't learn anything. I actually learned how he was kind of falsifying and ripping off people. It kind of broke my heart. I was sad. But you see, my intention, my deeper intention was, my initial belief was that the guy was a fraud. He was just good marketing. So I found it. I found all the faults in his work, and I realized he didn't have any training in NLP or coaching, and he was simply a businessman or a charlatan, I believe they call it. And that's largely because my underlying intention. Some of the students went into the very, very same training, and their intention was to get the most from it. Get the most from the training and perhaps transform. And some of them got it. Some of them got it. So the underlying intention is so important. Please make sure you've got good goals and directions there that captivate you. Now, our intention directs our attention. Now, I would like for you to imagine you've woken up at night. You know, sometimes, perhaps in the very, very late hours at night, and you've heard some noises, and it's all dark, and you're sure you can hear someone in another room, and you start to notice, shh. You notice you're breathing, you hear your breathing, and your heart starts pounding, and you're not sure whether you should get up or not, but you get up. And it's at this point that our intention is checking if someone is there, or our intention may be survival. So all our senses really heighten. Now, I'm sure you've also had times where in the middle of the night there's been other sounds and your intention has been quite differently. When I have my beautiful children, when I wake up at night and hear sounds, my intentions aren't for security. My intentions are my kids okay? Are they trying to go to the toilet? Okay, so our underlying intention directs our attention. Okay, so once we have this 7 ± 2 chunks of information, okay, this is largely guided by our intention and our deeper unconscious, then all this information goes into our black box or goes into the brain or perhaps the mind. In the mind, it goes through a transformation process that we'll cover. And then we have our output being our behavior or our response. Then now in the next one, we'll chunk into the black box. We will chunk into the how the brain sorts all this information. Okay, but step one, the input. Okay, our intention directs our attention, and then it gets into the brain, our black box, and we'll work on that next. And the result of the black box is our actual output, our response, our behavior. Thank you. You guys are doing great. Every time you hear a little bit of background noise, I want that to remind you that I am human too, just like you. We are all human. Thank you very much for your amazing, amazing attention. Wonderful.